third hand, first hand. The whispers Thomas heard walled him in with thought, heartsick, tormented, not open to silly words. Flesh to dead body, then how alive and walking here? He faced the brute facts more than the 10 others he knew. Blind in his mirrory grief, stony, he came to them, and they heard, "Stretch out your hand." Thomas abandoned proof. They saw because they wanted to. They all half doubted when he asked for fish and honeycomb, took it and ate it too. It was the doctor later who said it had been so.